Do you remember back in college, at the end of the month, when you were eating 7 straight days of ramen noodles because you had maybe spent a little too much on beer money earlier in the month to have any cash left over at the end of the month for food? Maybe your first job. You had money stashed away to pay the rent, but instead you bought that new video game, and at the end of the month you had to go beg your landlord for an extension. Both prime examples of self-inflicted budgetary issues. Bemidji State Men's hockey team wasn't much different last night. They sure wanted to win their 5th straight game, but they gave Ferris State a little early life. For the first time since that winning streak started, the Beavers didn't score the game's first goal.
Top now, right side for Schulteis. His shot whistles wide of everything. Another centering pass out front. Ferris State will score. The game's first goal, Cole Norris, was standing out in front. Nobody picked him up and moved him out of the way. 13:50 left in the first. Ferris State leads 1-0.
The second goal that Ferris State scored wasn't any easier to take.
Fires across ice, Harris into the offensive zone. Harris throws it back up to the point. Nobody was home. Back the other way. Here comes Ferris State all alone with a shot. They score. Ferris was in the midst of a line change, and Lucas Finner was there all alone. He ties up the hockey game at 2 on an unfortunate pass back up to the point by the Beavers. There was nobody there. And caught in the midst of the change, it's 2-2 Ferris. We're going down and no one's saying
Maddie. You can't have 6,000 turnovers. This was a self-inflicted game for us from the standpoint of we shot ourselves in the foot and not taking anything away from Ferris because they earned everything. But at the end of the day, our guys again, they deserved it. We deserved what we got tonight.
It's one of the things we talked about last night after the game and this morning in our team meeting. We got to manage the puck way better. We had, I think, like 36 turnovers or something like that. You know, at our own blue line, their blue line, the red line. When we don't have a play to be made, we got to get the puck deep and we got to go to work. I don't know, that's what the good teams do, and that's what we got to start doing here today.
Turnovers happen in this sport, but it's not the number that's concerning. It's where and when they happen. As much doom and gloom as you and I probably had last night after the game, let's remember the fact that this game was officially a tie. The unbeaten streak, still at 5. We'll see if it can go to 6, and the Beavers start a winning streak next. Self-inflicted, cuts and bruises all. Game 2, Beavers and Ferris State's Bulldogs. Pre-game next here on the Beaver Radio Network.